Alors, je m'appelle Alexis. My name is Alexis O'Brien.
Well, originally, I just was in French for the credits, and in French 3, I was planning on dropping it after that, but then
my teacher introduced the concept of the IU Honors trip during class one day, and I kind of was just like, I'm going. Like, that's not something I normally would have done. Like, I've done, like, summer camps and stuff before, but I've never done anything like this, but I just, like, kind of jumped right into it and, like, didn't even really think twice about it. I was just like, I'm doing this. Well, I lived with a host family, which was really exciting, and I'm an only child here, but in France I had two siblings. I had a younger brother and a younger sister, kind of around my age, but both a little younger. So that was really interesting to experience like a different family life in a different family setting, but also to experience like the real French family lifestyle. Like, I was able to live the cultural experience that the average French person would experience. We had school every morning on the IU Honors trip, and it was all, like, all my classes were, like, about the French language, so, like, or French culture. So I had a linguistics class, a grammar class, a culture class, and a literature class. And each class had something different to offer for, like, learning more about the culture and the language. Like, I learned a lot about, like, pronunciation and different accents and, like, even in linguistics class, like, we talked a lot about regional differences and, like, accents and stuff. And then in culture, we talked about regional differences and, like, a lot of other cultures influence French culture. So not only did I learn a lot about French culture, but it also made me a little more, like, globally aware of, like, other countries, like, in Africa from when France had colonies there and stuff like that. So that was really interesting. I was at a McDonald's in Paris, which it was like right at the end of the trip, and like we were all craving some like American food. And so, and it was also interesting to like see the differences between our McDonald's and theirs. So when we were there, I guess a lot of people, like the workers just kind of assumed that I was American, and like they just started speaking to me in English, like about the menu and stuff, and like, hi, welcome to McDonald's, like all in English. And obviously, since I wasn't allowed to speak English back, I kind of just, like, sat there and, like, listened. And then at the very end of it, I said, like, thank you in French. But they heard me, and the lady said, oh, I'm sorry, in French, and then repeated everything she had just said to me in French. So, I mean, it's really good to be fluent in more than one language, like, or proficient, I guess. Yeah. But it's really important to be, like, bilingual or trilingual or whatever. Like, it's important to know more than just English, because the United States of America does not have an official language. There's no such thing as like true American like food. Like, there's like grilled cheese, but like, let's be honest, it's mostly like a bunch of other cultures that we just enjoy. So it's really important to also be able to speak a lot of those languages to communicate with other people. There was one time when I went to NASA on vacation where there was a French family on the bus in front of me. Like, we were on a tour bus kind of thing, touring around the NASA campus, and the family was saying that they didn't really understand some of the things that the tour guide was saying, so I kind of leaned in, and I don't know a whole lot about like rocket science vocab in French, but I was able to get a little bit of information. I don't really consider myself to be fluent in English either, because like I don't know every word ever, and like I sometimes make grammar mistakes even in English. So like I'd say I'm proficient in French. Like I can read and write and speak and listen. There's still some vocab that I'm learning in French 5 and like specific vocabulary that I never really encountered in France, but like we're learning now, so that's helpful. And then AP French is a lot about like cultures and stuff too, so there are other things culturally that I'm learning about, like from other French-speaking countries that I didn't really get to learn about on my trip. I'm kind of hoping to double major in French in college, just because with like the AP French credit and being able to test into a higher level of French, hopefully because of the IU Honors experience, it'll make trying to get my major in French relatively easy.
I think no matter what language you're taking, try your best to become proficient in it, just because it's, you'll find your, like, English grammar becoming, like, so much better if you learn another language, because you go so in-depth about, like, linguistics. Not just, like, the specific language you're taking, but you'll learn a lot about languages in general, and it's really important. And I think if you're in a language, no matter what you're taking, like, try. Don't just do it for the credits, but do it, like, for yourself, because it really helps, like, you in a lot of other places.
You've been listening to Storytime, a podcast produced by me, Shara Glorias. For more episodes like this one, check us out on SoundCloud or on whje.com under the Community tab.